When you were at Riverside, did you live in, like, a dorm? Like, what was...
Yeah, we had a residency hall. Oh, yeah.
Did you like it? Did you think it was nice?
Oh, yeah, because my roommate was Carol that I went in with, and each one had... There was two to a room, and you had a roommate and things, and you had a... But the bathroom and showers were one thing was for everyone, you know. We didn't have your individual bathroom and shower. And everything was right there. Your books, you had your own desk, your own bed, and your own little closet to hang your clothes in and everything. Oh, yeah, we had a residency, and then we had a downstairs that was a... What would you call it, a community room where everybody, you know, could either sit. We had a veranda, and we had a house mother. Oh, yeah, we had a PM by 8. She would check. She would check, boy.
How many girls were in your unit, or I guess in your group?
Oh, there was about 15 of us in my group. Yeah, about 15, I would say. Yeah, maybe more. But no more than 20.
Oh, I did a little research, and I read online that they used to hand out instruction manuals about, like, how to do your hair and how to wear your uniform.
Correct.
Things like that.
Correct, yes. Our hair had to be off our collar. Mm-hmm. You're bringing back good things to me. Yeah, I used to wear an upsweep. Well, you called it an upsweep.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get our nursing cap until after 6 months. But our uniforms were done in their laundry, and they were all, I mean, those collars were starched and our cuffs were starched. Our pinstripe was underneath, and then we had a white bib and apron over it that we had to put those buttons in with little clasps, you know, because they were, you take them out and keep them until they sent you back. When they were washed and everything, they came back, and we had to wear white stockings and shoes, and what else? Makeup.
Did you like the uniform?
Yeah, except when I was at Children's Hospital, when we worked nights one time, we all went up on the roof, and I fell asleep. I don't remember the others, and I got a severe sunburn.
Oh, no.
And putting on that collar and cuffs, I was in misery the whole night, trying not to say anything. I did my job and everything, but, boy, I was in misery. And I never did that again, because those collars and cuffs were starched stiff, and they were really cleaned. And things. And you had your name on them, you know, imprinted that they knew who to deliver it to. You had your name and they know where it came from and stuff. So, of course, at Riverside, that was the only nurse's residence where it came to anyway.
You said that you weren't allowed to wear makeup, but in pictures from the time, like, posters that I've seen advertising, like the Women's Army Air Corps or even the Cadet Nurse Corps, the women are wearing, like, bright red lipstick.
Well, now that's after they graduated.
Oh, okay.
Not while you're a probie. You better have your hair up and no nail polish on. No nail polish, yeah. And especially when you were in the OR scrubbing, they didn't want any nail polish or rings or anything.
Yeah.